You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, and welcome to Thursday Night on A1A Psychic Radio. Hope everybody is having a great week and a great day. And welcome. I am Robin Chaney. I am offering light tonight, which is divine light from our beautiful divine benevolent source. And it is here to help you move forward. If you have any illnesses or any grievances, and I feel like I just need to kind of jump in and just spread some light. I also want to raise some vibrations tonight. So I hope after I finish the first time, just getting everybody some light, because I really feel like people need some light. I'm hoping to remember to raise everybody's vibration before we end. Okay. So as I said before, I am Robin Chaney. If you like what I offer tonight, please feel free to go to my website. I have other offerings. I have group sessions that are very inexpensive. And I'm offering one on the 30th of August, which is Saturday, two Saturdays the next Saturday at noon Eastern Time. And it'll be a group. It's $25 plus fees. And I also offer one-on-one sessions. And programs. So if you're interested in doing a lot of work, a lot of deep soul work, a lot of deep healing, then that would be for you. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. So everybody get into a relaxing position, whatever that means for you. Sitting up, laying down, standing on your head, whatever, right? Okay. So on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, three, deep breath in. And release. Let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Okay, I really feel like I just need to get some light going. So here we go. I'm like really connecting with somebody who is just overwhelmed, doesn't know what to do. I think there's a lot of medical issues. I think there's a lot of what ifs, something about job. How am I going to live? How am I going to handle this? So this may have been a recent diagnosis, medical diagnosis, where it just spins your world and it takes time for it to settle and integrate into your life. So I think this is for you, honey. And everybody else who's listening, either on the replay or live, this is for everybody, but I'm really connecting with this woman. It feels like she has a male standing behind her who's willing to help. He's willing to help, but he's kind of on, it's like he's several steps behind her. So I think you need to open up and let him know. And I think he will step in and help. It's like he's wants to help carry you through this stage in life. He will be there. So please feel free to reach out. It feels like it might be a son, or it's a younger, but he's not a young man, but he feels younger than you. So you might be his mother. All right. I'm going to help you calm down first. Okay. Because that fear and that anxiety is not going to help the situation, okay? We want to calm down, not calm down, but help you just breathe. Help you breathe and find some peace. So I apologize using those words, calm down. It wasn't that. It's like, let's help you find some peace here. Do you feel like there are alternatives? If you're able to find them, if you're able to look, if you're able to have help looking for alternatives, there are alternatives outside of what you're in right now. So if you look outside of where you're at right now, what you're looking into right now, kind of broaden your view. It feels like there are alternatives that can be life-saving here, second opinions, things like that, okay? And I'm so sorry this is happening in your life. But remember, there is that gentleman standing beside you, willing to help carry you through this. Wow. Okay. It feels like the breath is slowing down now. Okay. I'm feeling better. So much going on in the head. And I'm going to turn up the intensity. So everybody that is able to receive more intensity from this light is going to receive it. Ooh, I feel like the woman that I worked on a couple weeks ago, worked on a lot of people a couple of weeks ago, but the woman that came that I was drawn to with the edema, the lymphedema in her ankles and her feet, I feel like I can rotate my ankles around. This feels like her. And I feel like improvements are being seen, and I'm really excited about that. So keep your intention on healing that. Okay. Keep doing wonderful things for your liver. Hydration. Beautiful. Wow. I feel even more mental clarity in that woman with the edema in her feet and her ankles. More mental clarity. It's like she's feeling renewed in a way, like not fully removed, but like she sees hope. Again, and I don't think that it was definitely not the case before. So I'm really excited about that for you, because there is hope. There is healing. There is things on the other side of this, right? There is walking. There is standing that isn't so uncomfortable how it is for you. See, mental clarity. I'm also picking up on a woman who has a lot of brain fog, and she's like, what about me? What about me? Well, honey, this is also for you. Okay. Also for you, take in as much light as you can. Remove those mental cobwebs. Have the light remove those demons that are in your head, keeping you feeling low, right? Feeling hopeless. And helpless, because you are not. You are not. There is a beautiful world out there. Actually, this woman right now, so I'm doing some work in somebody's sinuses. The work right with the demons that are keeping her hopeless and helpless. I'm going to take some of those out. Okay. If you agree to this, I cannot hear you. We have an agreement. Okay. So you've already agreed. So thank you, hun. I'm just untangling some of that negativity that is just, it's just tied up in your thought patterns. Going to get really intense for those who can take it. You may feel this. Oh, I feel this in my jaw. All right, on the count of three, I'm going to take some of these negativities out of this of the woman with the hopeless and helpless mindset. One, two, three. Okay, we have some more coming out on a count of three. One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, so for the next 4 days, I'm feeling 4 days for you. You will probably, if you're sensitive to energy work, you will feel things going in your head, okay? Next 4 days, even through your ears, as these things continue to release, okay? And whatever you pray to, please pray for this process and release to continue, okay? And ask for it to continue at night so it doesn't happen on a conscious level. But what that can mean is weird dreams, right? Dreams that are less than fantastic, okay? So if you wake up and you're like, oh, I have a bad dream, it's this negativity processing. Okay. So don't worry about your dreams while you're doing this, but please ask whatever you pray to continue to process and release all of this negativity while you're sleeping, especially over the next 4 to 5 days. Okay. 4 days, I feel like things are going to be coming out. Okay. 5 days, it's going to be rebuilding. Okay. And trying to get those thought patterns going in a healthy way instead of getting jumbled with the stuff that's being taken out. Okay. So please say your prayers, especially at night. Okay. You may feel things also in your spine, right? Because it was tangled up in the nervous system. So the brain and the nervous system. So your entire central nervous system. Do you hear my dog? Let's give her a cookie. There you go, sweet girl. Is not what she wanted. All right. So I have a couple minutes left. All right. Let me take some stuff out of somebody's gut. I feel digestion issues. Yeah. So I think you may have a diagnosis of IBS or IBSD. I feel a lot of bloating, a lot of gas. Even kind of makes it hard to breathe at times because it's like, you know, so uncomfortable. All right, let's work on this. This will need multiple times. So come back next week, okay? Or rewatch my work so that you can set your intention to receive the light. So whoever's gut I'm working on right now, it's not just a one and go. It's not a one and done kind of situation. Oh, I have 45 seconds. I'm going to miss the elevation of the frequency. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to get this woman's gut working to the best of my ability, at least taking some things out. There we go. What a fast evening. Okay. All right. So everybody, please watch some replays and set your intention so you can get more work. Okay. Because it was so fast tonight. It does need more opportunities to continue the work. And don't forget your prayers. They are so important. It's so worth it, right? They are so powerful. Okay. I think I'm going to be fading out soon. So y'all have a wonderful week. I will see you next Thursday, and I'm going to continue working